All of the food we eat and much of the clothing we wear comes from plants and animals that are raised on farms. Farms are different in type, in size, and even in name.
Welcome to Barn Talk. What happens at the barn stays at the barn. Until now, we're going to let it all out for you guys. Today is going to be a little bit of a different episode. Today is going to be a solo episode. So it's just Sawyer, no Torque today. I know half of y'all just clicked off because you're missing your favorite guy. And I am too. He's got some stuff he's got to do today off the farm and he's not around, but we still wanted to get one out for you. And this is kind of a new format of show that I think we're going to do every once in a while. Dad sometimes has thoughts on his own that he might want to give to you guys, and I might have some thoughts on my own that I want to give to you guys without us busting in on each other and finishing each other's sentences. So we got, you know, as you guys know, we got Q&A. We got when we have guests on, we have just when Dad and I want to talk about stuff like politics or, you know, how we can better ourselves or finance or whatever. We'll have a solo episode with just us. But then we're going to just do solo episodes just with one of us. And we can talk about what thoughts we have, just between ourselves. And they're going to be more serious. They're going to be, kind of more self-help. Like today's episode is going to be about my biggest takeaway for 2022 and, just some other things. And they're going to be deep and they're going to be full of value, I think, and can relate to a lot of people. But before we get into all that stuff, as you guys know, if you've been listening or watching for a while, pay the fee. And for those of you who are new, paying the fee means sharing the show. So if you get any value from the show, gain any new perspective, related to me on something, found something funny, share the show. Share it out with your friends, family, coworkers, employees, whatever. We're trying to grow this thing, do some good in this world. And it's kind of the ticket to admission to watching or listening to the show. We don't run ads to promote the show. It's all organic through you guys. And we're already up to 250 freaking Spotify five-star reviews and 115 or 16 on Apple. And I see the reviews. I appreciate every single one of you guys that do it. And you know what I'm going to do today to make things a little bit more spicy? Is I'm going to read one of the reviews because I appreciate him so much. I really do. So this one is from CowGeek567. This is our latest review if you go on Apple. I'm a dairy farmer from New York, completely opposite of these hog farmers, but I still get value and entertainment from Torque and Sawyer. I listen to every episode and I wait not so patiently for every week's episode. If they made daily podcasts, I'd still listen to every one, LOL. Glad you guys keep on keeping on, and I'm happy to know y'all. Hell yeah, Cow Geek. We love you, man. We appreciate you tuning in and leaving us a review. Those are kind words. We appreciate it, and it keeps us going. It motivates us to keep going, because if we see that you guys like it, we just want to keep going harder on it. And we're going to get some help in September here to help us be way more consistent than we are right now, so we can get some of the editing done and help there, because that's the biggest time takeaway. But we're pushing and trying our absolute best. So appreciate everybody that leaves reviews, whether it be Spotify or Apple, and everybody that comments on YouTube too. We appreciate it. But pay the fee. Pay the fee if you get any value from the show. And I have no cheat sheet today. Usually we have kind of a game plan on what we're going to do, but I have it all kind of up here, and hopefully it flows really good. But bear with me. So today what I want to talk about is two things. And the first is being... sometimes don't you just feel a little crazy? You feel like you can't do anything right, or you feel like you're overwhelmed, or you feel like you got too much stuff going on. And this message is going to be for the hustlers, for the guys and gals out there that are trying to get ahead in life, trying to dream, go after their dreams and push themselves forward to better their family, better future generations, better themselves. Whatever your reasoning is, you're trying to go above and beyond, and you're trying to aim for something bigger than the, you know, what the average person out there does. And that can be a lot. That can be a lot. And I know from personal experience, and I have these really, really bad days some days where I feel like it's just way too much and I get way too stressed out, way too overwhelmed, and I don't feel like I can do it. And I don't feel like this was made for me and I wasn't meant for this. Can I do this? These are the questions that you start asking yourself. And I'm here to tell you, on those bad days, because everyone has them, and I'm not perfect, and I have those bad days probably a few times a month, probably once every week, honestly, where you have these days where, geez, everything just seems to go wrong, and you contemplate, is this worth it? Am I meant for this? Am I ever going to reach my dream and where I want to go? And I'm going to tell you something. You will reach that point. And a really good exercise that I try to practice on those really bad days, and this is something that's easier said than done, but think about all the wins and all the things that you've done previously in your life that have been huge, massive accomplishments. And I don't give myself nearly enough credit, and I don't think any of us do, but on those bad days where you just need a little bit of oomph to get going and you just are down in the dumps, you know, that is a really good way to, you know what, I can do this. I've done this stuff previously in the past. There's no reason I can't keep pushing and doing more. And the other thing that pushes me and motivates me on those bad days is, you know, what's the alternative? What's the alternative? If you're anything like me in the fact that you're dreaming and pushing towards something, going above and beyond for whatever reason, you are not somebody that wants the average American life out there. You do not want to just be and just work 9 to 5 and have no freedom, come home, sit on your ass, watch television, drink on the weekends to celebrate nothing, and then repeat the process till you die or until you reach 65, then you retire. You don't want that. You want freedom of some sort. You want to be worth a lot of money because you like the game. You want to have the stuff that comes with money. You just want to go travel with your family. You want generational wealth for your family. Whatever it is, you're pushing for something. And, you know, you're going above and beyond. And if you're like, if you want these things that, let's be honest, are not what 99% of people get in life, you have to do some shit that not everyone is willing to do. And that is probably what you're doing right now if you ever have those days where you're very overwhelmed and you're going above and beyond. If you want a 1% life, if you want something that's different from everybody else, you have to do shit different than everybody else. And if everything was easy, you know, to make money or to be fit in the gym or to be the smartest man in the room and have the most knowledge, if it was easy, everybody would do it. Everybody would do those things because it's easy. And there's something about easy things that end up being the worst for us. It's so weird. You look at anything that's easy and it's a little dopamine hit, in the long run, ends up being the worst thing for you and you're worse off. But everything that is hard in the moment and is difficult ends up being the best thing for you in the long run and the best for you and your family and your dreams. Like, let's look at working out, for example. Going to the gym, eating right, having a diet, sticking to that is freaking hard. It is freaking hard. There's distractions everywhere. You go to the grocery store, there's fast food. People call you, don't want to go out to eat. It's hard. It's hard to stay on a diet. It's hard to be consistent in the gym. And I'm not perfect by any means. But the long-term side effect of that hard shit day in and day out is you end up cultivating and building an amazing body for yourself that you're happy about, you feel good about, you're proud about, and it's better than sitting on the couch. It's better than the alternative, sitting on the couch, never going, eating like shit, turning into an obese person that isn't healthy, that isn't enjoying life, and isn't happy and proud of themselves and doesn't look in the mirror and go, I'm happy with what I look like. I mean, some people do, and that's great if you do, but I don't think most obese people probably do. And, you know, cancel me, I don't care, but that's the truth. That's how I see it. But anyway, and there's other examples in that. You know, it's the same way with money or real estate investing. If real estate investing was easy, everybody would do it. If Airbnbs, buying Airbnbs and renting them out and managing Airbnbs was easy, everybody would do it. If investing was easy, everybody would do it. If building a business was easy, everybody would do it. You can go on and on and on, but no, not a ton of people do it. And the people that end up doing those hard things end up being the ones that succeed the most, because those hard things turn in over time to be the best thing for you. And so really, those are the two things that help me get through my bad days. Looking back at my past wins to help me go, you know what, I am, this is possible. I am made for this. I can do this. And looking at what would be the alternative. What would be the alternative for me and how I am wired? I am wired the way that I will start to feel guilt. I get more satisfaction and happiness and fulfillment out of doing hard things and completing those tasks. You feel good about yourself after a workout. You feel good about yourself after you do a hard-ass job or a task on the farm. You feel good. When you get done loading pigs, gosh dang, it wasn't really fun. Or sorting pigs, it wasn't really fun. Man, you feel accomplished. You feel like you did something hard. You sweat, you gave some blood, sweat, and tears, and you got something done, you know? And that is worth something. That's worth something. And, you know, that is what gives me fulfillment. That's what gives me pleasure. I get fulfillment and pleasure out of that. Not saying I never want to sit on my ass and enjoy myself every once in a while with my family, because I do want to do that occasionally. I'm not saying be a complete work all the time, better yourself all the time. I'm not saying that. But I am saying, you know, that's where I get my satisfaction out. That's where I find my happiness and my joy. And I think a lot of people that are thinking the same way that I'm thinking feel that way too. And so you are meant for this. And this is the greatest. If you're having these bad days, just know you're not alone. You're not alone in feeling overwhelmed. You're not alone in feeling like this isn't meant for you. You're not alone in feeling like I can't do this. This is too much. I wasn't born to do this. It's impossible for me to do this because I live where I live, or I look like this, or I'm this skin color, or I'm this gender. Whatever it is, if anyone that looks like you and has been from where you've come from and they made it, you can too. You definitely can too. And we live in an age now today where the opportunities in this world have never been more significant. Like this is the best time to be alive for opportunities ever. There's never been this much opportunity to succeed. This is the best time to ever reach people. We can reach people the easiest it's ever been. We can market to people so easily. We can, you know, find connections, sell to people, market products. You know, you can do a lot of business so much faster nowadays. It used to be, you know, and yeah, I didn't live through this time, but I heard a quote at MPIC when we went up there. My dad's old boss, he was saying that, you know, they were in the construction build business, and you know, they built hog barns, and the rate of business, the how fast business got done back in the day was just so slow, because you just had to call, or it was in person, right? You couldn't, like, what was happening in your business from your other salesman, he had to call on a payphone to find out, did we get any more bids? You know, he couldn't send an email, couldn't send a text, couldn't call unless you're on a payphone or a bag phone or whatever. And just the rate of business was so slow. We live in a day now, today now, where if you have one viral TikTok video, it could change your life forever. Or it takes one DM and you could reach the right person and your life changes forever. Or that business gets started. You know, so it's an age where there's just so much opportunity, so many things that are coming out with technology, and so easy to do business, and the rate of doing business is so fast that you can really make something of yourself today. And I believe personally that I was born in the year that I was born with this mindset and how I think for a reason. Because I believe I was put on this planet to do something great during this time of the easiest time to do business in the history of the world. I believe that. I believe, and I believe that for you guys too. If you're out there and you're a young hustler and you're wanting to start a business, or if you're wanting to invest, if you're trying to get ahead financially or in your career, or you're trying to become a business owner or entrepreneur, or you're trying to grow your farm, this has never been a better time to be alive. And I think you were put on this earth and this planet for a reason to be living during this time. It's never been easier. It's never been better to be a business owner, an entrepreneur, and a farmer working for yourself, trying to make something for yourself. Same with investing. And the access to information nowadays is insane. It's insane. The great thing about social media, I think, personally, is not just the information that you can be taught through the internet, because there's just so much that's amazing and it's for free and you don't have to pay shit for it. But the other thing that I find really amazing, that I think it was the first thing I realized about social media, is I'm a small town kid from Southeast Iowa, you know, and I didn't know what was possible. And my dad, when he was my age, he didn't know what was possible back in the 80s, right? He didn't know in high school when he was in the 80s, he didn't know what was possible. And there was really no way to figure out what was besides in your own local community. Or if you're ventured out, then you could see what was possible there. But today, we live in a society now and in a world now where I can see what's possible all right here. I can watch businessmen, entrepreneurs, investors, listen to their life story of where they've come from and how they've made their living. And when you hear stories like, I dropped out of high school, I was homeless, and I still made it, or I went bankrupt twice and I still came back and made it. You know, those kinds of stories really put things in perspective, like, man, he's just a regular guy too that just didn't quit and he didn't give up and he made it. Like, it really teaches you that anything is possible and you are made for this. You can do this, because if that guy can do it, he's a regular guy. He is not Elon Musk in his way of thinking. He works his ass off and picked the right opportunity vehicle and went after it, right? And put balls to the wall and risked it to get the biscuit, right? And it really gets to show you what's possible. So, you are made for this. And I believe every single one of you that's listening or watching, and you know, you want to do something great and do something above and beyond for whatever reason, you can do it. And you are meant for this, and you were born into this era for a reason. You were born in this era for a reason, to contribute something to this world that's bigger than yourself. And I believe that. And I believe that for myself too. I believe God put me on this planet for a reason, with this mindset, with these thoughts, with this way of thinking, in this time for a reason. For a reason. And so just keep pushing and know you're not alone. You got to just know that you're not alone, because I feel that way a lot. Like I said, a few times a month, you feel crazy. You feel like you just sometimes want to just put your feet up and, you know, kick your feet up on the couch and just say, fuck it, I'm not doing anything. I don't want to fucking do nothing. But you might just have too much shit going on where you can't do that. You can't do that, or else shit isn't going to get done. And what I found out with those hard days where you're thinking those thoughts is, and you know, they could last more than just one day. It could be, hell, it could be a week long period. But what I found is when you start, you know, drink a little bit of that coffee, you know, drink a little bit of that coffee, get some caffeine in you, maybe go get a quick workout in so you start feeling good, get some momentum rolling, and then get into your work. And I feel like when you complete something in those hard days, weeks, whatever, you start to gain some momentum and you start feeling better about it. You're like, all right, I got one thing out of the way. I just keep this going. And on those tough days, I don't aim for the fucking fences. I'm not Babe Ruth trying to be like, I'm going to get 25 things done today. I say, you know what? I'm going to get 5 things done today because I feel like shit. I'm going to do the bare minimum plus 2 to 3 other things. Because even if you didn't like absolutely crush it that day, you still got a W. You know, you still put a W on the board. It was a tight game, but you still got it, right? Versus the alternative where you just do the bare minimum and then you got all this other shit that's piling up and you do that too many days in a row, then you're going to be even more stressed, feel even worse about yourself, feel even more like this isn't for me and this is what I am not made for, you know, you're going to feel even worse. So just trying to do like five things on those tough days is better and still a W in my book versus doing nothing and just throwing in the towel. So, and like I said, I am not perfect. This is just something that I've found helpful for me. And the moment you realize you're not alone in this, and the moment you realize that guys that are higher level than you have had these days, it starts to feel like, you know what? Because that's a really hard thing nowadays with social media is you see these guys winning, but not a lot of the time those guys tell you their struggles and how they struggle just like you and I. But there are a few guys that have said that, told that story, and they do struggle just like us. I think when you get older and you build a system and you got a good business rolling and you got people in your corner, it's a little easier not to struggle. But when you're in the beginning trying to hustle and make something of yourself and you got so many things going, you don't have many employees or you don't have anything like that, it's just tough. It's tough because it's all on you. It's all on you. And I think it still is all on you even when you get higher up in the ranks and get a business rolling or whatever you're doing, investment portfolio rolling, it's still all on you, but you have a little bit of help. And you got a little bit of success and confidence and momentum rolling. But just know you can do it and you're meant for this and you're put on this planet for a reason during this era. You can do whatever you set your mind to. I was 3 years ago, I didn't know how to do any of this stuff. I didn't know how to do a podcast. I didn't know how to do a YouTube channel. I didn't know how to do any social media at all. And now today I'm doing it and I'm posting clips on all platforms. I'm posting podcasts almost every week. You know, I'm doing this thing. We're growing an audience and we have one of the best damn podcast audience in the whole freaking entire world of great people. And I just love it. I want to continue to do it. And, you know, if I can do that, you can do whatever you want to do. And I have bigger dreams than just social media, right? But, you know, just put your head down and keep it going and get through those hard days. Because if you just keep persisting, what's the alternative? What's the alternative? Give up, throw in the towel, and regret your whole life, regret they wish you would have done it, you know? Fuck that. I'm not regretting shit. I won't regret shit. And I think that's probably the worst thing on this planet is regret. I do not want to be in the nursing home or on my deathbed with just my thoughts and think, man, I wish I would have done it or done it this way or I wish I would have taken that back or I wish I would have just went after that opportunity. Fuck that. I'm not doing that. And I hope none of you out there want to do that either. Don't do that to yourself. That is a horrible, horrible thing. That is a horrible thing. Don't ever do that. Don't allow yourself to do that. Go after what you want and be persistent with it and learn new things. Learn, keep going. Don't quit. Don't stop. On the hard days, keep going. Still try to get the W. And I always say this too. Go back to my, you know, winning the day or whatever. I'm not more of a winning the day kind of guy. I'm more of winning the week. If you got 5 out of 7 of the days that you kicked ass and won the day, that's a pretty damn good week. That's a W week, you know? 7 days out of the week, you won those days. You're kicking ass, dude. You're winning. You're winning the week. That's a win. If you continue to do that over and over and over and over and over and over and over for year and year, 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 you are going to be successful. There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to be successful. You just pile up those wins, win those weeks, and you will be successful in whatever you want to do, for sure. So that was my first little tangent there. I hope you guys enjoyed that and found some value in that. And I'm not trying to piss anybody off. If you are comfortable with where you are in your life, and you love your life, and you're happy, and you don't want to strive for more, and you have your ideal life with your ideal family situation, good. I'm happy for you. That is amazing. That is amazing. And I'm glad that you still watch and listen to Barn Talk. We're going to bring some more entertainment for you. And that's amazing. Like, that's what everybody should strive for. I'm talking to the guys out there that are trying to achieve more and go above and beyond. So don't take my message offensive if you're somebody that goes, well, you're trying to be better than everybody else. Fuck yeah, I am. I am. I'm trying to be 1%. I'm trying to be the 1%. I'm trying to go above and beyond, not so I can look at people and flex on people, but because I like to win. I like to freaking win. It's a competitive world out here that we live in. And I love my neighbor. I'm kind to people. I'm not going to rub shit in people's faces. But I like winning. And I'm going to continue to win. And if you want to win and you have that desire and you're competitive and you want to be successful, I see nothing wrong with that. I'm competitive because I want to leave a legacy bigger than any other person before me. I want to leave a bigger legacy than anyone before me has left. You know, I want to be one of the biggest legacies in Whistler family history. I want that. I want to do the most that I possibly can with the opportunity that I was given. Because my grandpa had to fight in World War II. He didn't get back to the farm until he was in his 30s. My dad farmed with my grandpa, and then the 90s hit, and they lost their ass farming hogs because the hog market totally took a shit. And my dad had to go off the farm for 20 to 30 years and get back to finally get back on the farm and start farming again. I was born. I was able to get into the farm. We haven't lost our ass yet. Doesn't look like we're gonna. And I was given this golden opportunity to learn the fastest way you could ever learn in human history, to reach people the easiest way you've ever been able to reach people, to start a business in the easiest you've ever been able to start a business in this world. I was given the golden egg. And I have no bad circumstances hit me yet as far as I'm not going to get drafted to go to a war, hopefully. Thank God, cross my fingers. I'm not going to I'm hoping we don't lose our ass, right? It could happen, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen, right? And so I'm trying to take full advantage of what my ancestors have done for this family and what they bled and sweat for and cried for. We kept this family farm we've kept this farm in this family for a reason. You know, legacy is such a massive driving force for me. And if it's not a driving force for you, that's okay. But you should look into it, because that is what is going to be left on this planet, is your descendants when you pass away, and what you leave them, with what knowledge you leave them, with what love and care you showed them, what you showed them, how you showed them to be a father, how you showed them to be a businessman, how you showed them to be a class act person. All that stuff matters, but accolades matter too. Achievement matters. Setting the example for your kids and leaving a legacy that lasts for generations is a really big driving force for me. And so, if you're somebody that's just chilling and you like your life and you love it and you're happy and you're content, that's amazing. That's amazing. For me, I don't know if I will ever get to a place where I am like, okay, I'm done. I'm done farming. I'm done trying to make businesses. I'm done investing. I'm done progressing. I'm just going to stop. I could be wrong. If I woke up at age 65 and I was like, you know what? I'm fucking done. I just want to sip on a Mai Tai on a beach and call it good and never farm and never do anything ever again. Maybe that happens. I don't ever see it happening because I'm somebody that loves winning. I like to win. I like the game. And business is the ultimate sport because you can play until you die. These football players, basketball players, baseball players, their career has a timeline and it's going to end eventually. In business and in farming and in investing, the game is endless. It's till you go into that grave. You can play the game as long as you want, and it's fun. And the thing is, you can, in those other sports, they compete night after night or week after week, and they only have so many games in a season, and then they get a rest period. And then their career's over eventually, right? And then they're done forever. In business, it's 365, and you don't know who the hell you're competing against every night and every day, because there's new people coming up every single day, and you just don't know who's out there hustling to bring you down or compete with what you're doing. You don't know. And so it's the ultimate game, ultimate sport to play. And so I love it. And I'm going to be somebody that probably plays the sport of business for a long time in investing and in farming, the sport of farming and investing and in business, because I love that shit. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And if you don't love it, that's okay. That's okay. I'm not trying to put you down or anything. I don't want people to get offended by this. You know, I'm just saying this is who I am. This is how I'm wired. And if you're wired the same way, just know you're not alone. And it's okay to think that way. It's okay to be that way. And the thing is, I want to do things good for the world. Like, I want to build businesses that benefit people in a big way. You know, solve problems for people. I'm not a money-hungry fuck that just wants money. You know, I want to do something that contributes to the world in a big way and help people. That's what business is. That's the beautiful thing about business. You can help people in a massive way. Is there greedy fuckers out there that just start businesses so they can make a quick buck? Hell yes. But I think a lot of business owners, like probably 95% of them, 90% of them, are good people that are trying to just solve problems for the world and do good. So that's my spiel on that. So that is tangent number one. I went on a little bit of a fire tangent there. Hope you got something out of it. The second one's going to be a little bit shorter. So the second one's my biggest takeaway for 2022. And that is, don't be afraid to ask. So this whole year, well, for the past couple years, I've been working on something behind the scenes that I haven't really told many people about besides my close circle. Like I said, it's very important to have a close circle of people that support you, give you feedback, and leave their ego at the door when they give you feedback and don't get insulted when you're trying to do something great. They actually want you to win. They actually give you advice. They actually give you feedback on things. And those are the people that know about it. Not a lot of people do. You guys will soon find out when it gets launched, but it's a business. And this year, I'm trying to get it going. You know, I need help. I need people to be a part of the business to get this business going. You know, business is a people thing. You know, you got to have people in your corner and other businesses to help your business get going. Not like investing money, but like you might need that other business's service to help your business grow, right? You get what I'm saying? Like, let's say you're a construction company, you need the materials company to give you some materials so you can build shit for people. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, this year, there were some times where I had to go ask these other businesses for their services or ask for a certain thing. And I would angst and plan on how I was going to ask them and what value could provide to them, because I'm all about value. Providing value to people, especially people that can help you with something, is very, very important. If you can provide value up front, they're more likely to return the favor and provide you value, right? And I've advocate for that 100%. I think that's a really good idea. If you can do that in any way, do it. It's in form of free services, in the form of money, in the form of, you know, like a favor for a favor. If you did a favor 3 months ago or a year ago, and then you come and ask them something, they're more likely to probably say, yeah, I'll help you out with that. So, whatever it is. But I just angst. And I go to dad and I'd say, you know, dad, what do you think? And he'd angst, and then we'd angst together. And, then we finally just bit the bullet and we went in. So I'll give you an example. We went to a business that we needed a yes from. And I made a whole PowerPoint slot. I made a whole presentation and I angst and planned. And I went in prepared, which is good. I think you should go into any meeting that you need help from this business. You need to go in prepared. But I probably shouldn't have angst as much as I did and waited as much as I did, because I wasted time. But we went in there and I gave this whole presentation that was probably like 45 minutes to an hour long. And at the end of it, you know, it was kind of like, you know, pop the question. And he, you know, he said, oh yeah, we can do that. Like, it was like he shrugged his shoulder like it was nothing. Like, I could have probably just walked in there and just popped the question. He would have just said, yeah, we can do that easily without the whole presentation thing. I think he was interested in what I was talking about in the presentation. I think he appreciated it, but I think I could have probably just walked in there and asked, right? And that's just a perfect example of, sometimes we just get in our minds and our heads so much about, oh, we got to absolutely perfect it and nail it and make sure the plan is on point and make sure our pitch is on point and make sure we can provide as much value as we possibly can to this person so they're going to help us out, right? But sometimes you just got to send it, bro. You just got to send it and ask. Just pop the question and don't be afraid and grow some nuts, right? And yeah, that's my biggest thing, because I wasted so much time just angsting and planning. I think it's good to have a plan, but don't overplan. Like, you don't need to like plan, because a lot of people just waste time. I could have probably got that yes a long time ago. And so that really gave me confidence to keep asking, and I've continued to ask, and I've continued to form relationships, and I think I got the right pieces in place to get this business rolling. And so that's an exciting thing, and that's my biggest takeaway for this year, because I ended up not being afraid to, you know, wasn't afraid to ask and wasn't afraid to communicate with people. And that is, and I think it's probably Dad and I's both our biggest 2022 takeaway is just asking. Because you just never know what it will be. You never know what the answer will be unless you ask. And it's back to that regret thing. You don't want to regret that you didn't ask this person for something when you needed it, and they end up, you never end up never asking them, and then you regret never asking them. Back to that regret thing. Do not want to regret. I don't want to do that. Screw that shit. I think that's pretty much it, guys. Just know you're not alone. Know you are not alone when you are having these bad days. And the best way to get through them is thinking about your past wins and thinking about the alternative. Just keep going. And this is meant for you. You are made for this. You can do this. And you were put on this planet for a reason during this era and this time period. And you can do whatever you set your mind to if you just put in the frickin' work. And number two is do not be afraid to ask. Do not be afraid to ask. It's the easiest time to ever ask somebody for something in this world. And it's the easiest time ever to provide value to people. You know, we got social media, email, mail and a letter, going in person, phone call, whatever it is, you can reach whoever you want to reach. And I think it's important to provide value to people, but sometimes that value is just money, right? Whatever it is. So just don't be afraid to ask. Because you'll never know what that answer will be if you just don't ask. And it can save you time the faster that you just get the ask out of the way. Because if you ask and you get a yes or no, then you know. And then you can move on and keep going. If you get the no, then you know, okay, I'll just go to somebody else and ask them. If you get the yes, it's like, all right, we're game. Let's go. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's keep executing, right? So that is all I got for you today, guys. I hope you got some value out of it. It was a real quick one, I think. And I hope you didn't get bored, and I hope you didn't miss Torque too much. I know he's kind of the comedic relief a lot of the time. I'm kind of the more serious one, you know. I'm not as quick-witted as he is. He's got some good-ass one-liners. I won't even lie. And we probably missed him today. But he is going to be back at it with me next week, and we're going to drop a Q&A episode. So submit your questions in on Instagram. Be looking out for the story where I ask you guys to submit your questions. But I'm going to start doing more of this stuff because it's kind of just like a good way to get what I'm thinking out to you guys and get to know me a little bit better. And I think Dad will do the same way. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and let me know what you think, and share the show, pay the fee, keep leaving those reviews. We appreciate and love every single one of you guys, and we'll see you back here next week for another Barn Talk episode.